All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, February 19th of 2025. Looking ahead here, the NBA is technically back today with a makeup game from the LA Fires between the Hornets and the Lakers. And then we have all teams back tomorrow, back to our full classic slate. So we do have a single NBA showdown tonight to get us, eased into the second half of the season here. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there was a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up here. Got the showdown slate up here for us. We don't have any questions in Discord. We do have one here in the YouTube chat. How do you set up your average geo mean for your lineups, like average projection and average salary? So we're talking about aggregate metrics here. Okay, so first thing, right, we got to run some lineups in order to see our aggregate metrics. So let's just run some lineups here. All right, so lineups have run. So I've been just showing this, right? Showing a couple different metrics here: projection, salary, geo mean. Mostly we've been doing like tennis demos over the last, couple weeks here, like throughout the week. So geo mean can be important when you're playing like a 9-12 match tennis lead, right? So in order to show this, the first thing that you need to do is set up a custom metric. Okay, custom metrics are available on the Ultimate subscription. So if you go down here to add metric, you're going to get a pop-up like this. Add custom lineup metric. Then you set up the metric like this, where you put in my own product geo mean in the drop-down value. Okay, leave weight at 1. And then I just named it geo mean. So once you create custom metrics, then they become options for you. When I say, okay, show me the average, and then in this dropdown is basically the sorting metrics, and then any custom ones that I create. And I'll remove the question here so you can see it. So down here on the bottom, right, my custom one. This list effectively matches custom metrics. Can be super cool and give you, some added flexibility and usability in the app. But if you're on starter, continue to use it as a rule. So setting up some rules saying, hey, go to at rule type aggregate and say, make sure all of my lineups have a geo mean no more than X. Okay, so that's how you do it on the starter plans. Just wanted to cover it for everybody watching. But that is how you do that. Now, let's do a build demo here for the showdown slate coming up tonight, right? So I'm going to go to a fresh build. And, I would always build the max number of lineups that your plan allows, right? That's important. And for showdown, for NBA showdown, right? So I've talked about this a lot, talked about it like for NFL showdown, talked about it for tennis earlier this week, right? This idea of like lowering minimum salary to allow for lower salary builds in some of these dupe heavy formats, right? I would actually stick with the defaults for NBA showdown. This is like the one sport where I don't do this. And the reason, right, is because NBA is a very projection heavy sport, right? So playing lower salary lineups, like leaving like 10,000 salary on the table, probably generally not a good idea. You're going to, if we think back to like contest flashback, right, and all of our build reviews that we do, we always say, like, hey, there's a range for projection that you typically want to be between, right? It could be like 75 to 80, where you can have 75 and still have good SIM ROI, or you could have, you know, 80 and still have good SIM ROI. But when you dip down into like the 71, 72 projection range, now you've kind of gone a little bit too far off the deep end. And, you know, that's actually going to hurt your post-contest SIM results, right? So NBA is very, very much like that. And I would, you know, say like, hey, even leaving 5,000 on the table is actually, you know, kind of a big number here, right? So I don't want to go further than, you know, the defaults here for NBA Showdown. So I'm going to leave Minimax salary where they are. I'm not going to exclude any players, excuse me, from the utility specifically, right? You know, even some of these guys with who might not even get in the game. Like, look, you know, this is a 11.5-point spread here. You know, if this game blows out, I will say that, you know, NBA blowouts, in my opinion, I tend to happen more than like other sports, like football or like things like that. Like, you will see, you know, a full slate of like backup players more often than you'll see like the backup quarterback come in and like throw a touchdown, or like, you know, the backup running back come in and like run a touchdown, right? Or like third string or fourth string, right? But these guys will dig deep sometimes there, right? So I'm of the opinion that like leaving all players here is like a lot more viable. So I'll do that. Only thing I might do, and this is like just for visual purposes, is say like, hey, show me projection with show me players with projection greater than zero, just so like there's like a visual gap between players that are out and players that are expected to play, or players that are in the sims. So once you set up this filter, also you can click this hide removed players thing, and then, you know, those players go away. So that's another thing to be aware of. Sometimes people will ask like, hey, how can I uncheck a player and make them go away? Well, let's say that you have, you know, no filters on here, right? So if I go to filters, there is no way to hide them until you create a filter, right? So a very easy one to just always have set up for any sport, any slate type, is just show players with my projection greater than zero. Once any filter is applied, then this hide removed players is now visible, and then you can turn it on and turn it off. So when it's on and you simply uncheck a player, they will disappear. So this doesn't just work for filters. It is hiding all players that you have removed from your player pool. Okay. So just a small note there. All right. So getting back to this, we were talking about low projected players. One thing I will do, right, is something I talk about a lot, and going back to the geomean thing, is standardizing ownerships, right? Basically setting a floor here, and these guys are all projected for at least 1% ownership. This would technically work fine. So as long as nobody's projected for 0%, you're okay. But if we jump over to captain, right, we are going to see some more zeros here. So then what I would do is I would go in and I would put all these players at a minimum of 1% ownership, so it doesn't affect the geomean formula by trying to do multiplication by zero, right? So I would set all these to one. You know, if all of my captains are standardized to one, I typically like my utilities to be higher. You know, I might come in here and put like 3 minimum. I think 3 is like an okay number to have, because there's already a player like at 3%. If you are playing a lot of showdowns and you notice like, hey, you know, a lot of people are playing some of these, you know, punt plays or low projected plays like a lot more often, you know, then you can come in here and standardize this to a higher number, right? So I think the field is a lot more dupe conscious, and maybe they're getting to a little bit more of these lower minute high variance plays than, you know, they used to, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, right? So that those are things like you can learn and add value to the app through, you know, experience, right? But anyways, we've standardized some ownerships in both captain and utility here. We've set up any filters, adjustments to, you know, minimax exposure, or I'm sorry, minimax salary, anything we want here. If we go in and look, the sliders are at 0-10, which we recommend for Showdown Sports, right? So now I would kick off this build, right? I'm ready to rock and roll. Done a few things in the pre-build here, and I'm all set. So now it's a good time to go upload an entry file, right? Drag and drop one in here. I'm just going to create a manual one. Let's say we're playing the 4-point play for today, right? So $4.20 max seems like a pretty good contest. Now, this is an interesting contest, just so you guys know. The reason for it, right, is because it is one of those contests that, depending on the size, could allow sharks in it or could not allow sharks in it, right? So the DraftKings guidelines here are that players like the sharks in the lobby, right, can't even see contests under $3, or they can't see contests under $5 where the prize pool is less than $25,000, right? So this contest is over $3. Yes, it's a $4 entry fee, but the prize pool is $20,000, right? It is not $25,000. So when I notice, whenever I'm playing, right, and I notice that the DraftKings, that the Sharks can play the contest, right? Say it was $30,000, right? I will go in and change the field lineups from low stakes 20 max to flagship 20 max, because it basically plays like a flagship 20 max with all players in the lobby being able to play it, right? So there's, you can add a little bit of, you know, edge there, right? Like, hey, what is the correct field lineup source based on the entry fee plus the prize pool, right? That's like an added thing that we don't really take into account, right? The field lineups here are set just simply based on dollar value, and you can right click on any contest, click add custom contest sim, and then see that pop up, right? So flagship is any contest $4.01 to $30, and then low stakes is $4 and under. Medium stakes is $30.01 to $99.99, and then high stakes is $100 or more. So that's how we are splitting up all of our buckets, right? So something to keep in mind there. All right, so let's go back to our build where we built lineups. And then I'm just going to do a little bit of a hard refresh here. Peek in office hours. All that's loading back up. All right, load it up. And run contest sim is green, so we're going to kick off the contest sim here. Sim. Contest sim is finished here. I'm going to move some columns around. Don't really care for opponent. Don't really care for position. All right. I like these columns a little bit better. Cool. So, what next, right? All right. So, I'm going to go, if you've uploaded a file, notice that in run a contest sim, it'll change to ROI automatically, right? So, you don't need to do anything additional unless you're running using a custom contest sim. All right. So, I have my ROI here. This was the $4.20 max. Sorting by projection. I'm going to go and add an ROI aggregate metric that I want to see. We're going to pop this guy out a little bit further. And we're going to drag this guy over a tad. I know who all these players are by name, so not super worried. All right. So this looks good, right? Very good start here. First thing I would do is come in and set up a filter. Say, show me lineups with ROI greater than zero. And I'm going to name it ROI. Cool. So this actually has a very big impact on our effective pool, right? We lost 315 lineups. So we're down to like 150, which is okay. All right. I would turn this one off. And then I would use my geomean custom metric that we talked about earlier to filter out some high geomean lineups, right? I would guess that there's probably going to be some overlap here. So show lineups with geomean less than, let's try 33. Okay, I got rid of 18. Okay, let's try 32. Okay, let's try. And we got to name this one geomean so I know what it is. Geomean. Let's try 33. Okay. Oh, wait, I went the wrong way. 31. All right, almost there. Let's try 30. 30 should be like magic number here. All right, 30. Cool. 30 puts us right above 10%, right? 59 lineups. And then if I turn both of these on, now I'm down to 102, right? So actually it wasn't as much overlap as I thought. It was an additional 43 lineups. And then the geomean alone was 59. So there were 16 lineups of overlap. Okay. Not that much. So now we've, you know, NBA Showdown, right? Most likely going to need an optimal. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to like narrow our pool down to like, hey, when we win, you know, what type of lineup do we want? Right. Because you could try and play like highest projected, you know, highest sim optimals or things like that, right? But what if they're like heavily owned lineups, right? And then when you win, like, I don't even know what first place pays. Say, you know, first place is 5,000, but when you win, you know, 100 other people have the same lineup, and now, you know, you win $50, you know, when you win first, right? And there are times, like, especially in the NFL season, like, where that happens sometimes, and then, and it's interesting, right? Because you could be 150 maxer and win less than your entry fees, right? We want to avoid those type of lineups, right? We don't ever want to be in a situation where like we finally won first place and we barely made any money, right? You know, let other people have that one, and you know, we're going to try and play for the one where when we win a lot of the first place prize, right? That's the way you should try to be thinking about this. And so we're trying to play high quality lineups where when those lineups win, that is indeed true, right? The duplication is low. We don't need unique lineups, but we want, you know, lineups that are trying to balance uniqueness and win rate, right? And trying to find a happy medium. So that's the goal. So got these 102 lineups here, right? Now it's time to start analyzing them, right? And figuring out, hey, what lineups do I want to play, right? So right now, average ROI 110%, average projection 229.4. First thing I would do, right? Start comparing my exposures and my leverages. My captain leverages are not high. I don't have anybody with double digit positive. Okay. So pretty flat, you know, some small stands, but nothing crazy, right? And I mean, look at all these names. Luka Doncic, LaMelo Ball, LeBron James. Nurkic is an interesting one with two lineups here. And then Nick Smith Jr. and Austin Reeves. I would probably, if I were to make any change here, I would be most inclined to lower my leverage on Nurkic just because like his average minutes here are like 17. And I, you know, his value isn't great, right? He seems like a high risk play. Even if we click on his range of outcomes. Yeah, his range of outcomes is very, very interesting here. So, you know, he could be somebody like, hey, you know what? Maybe I don't want positive leverage on him. Maybe I want him in one lineup. Maybe I want him in zero, right? That's like kind of the way I would be thinking about that. And then you can come over here and you could do something similar, right? And just, you could sort by leverage. You could just look comparing exposures across the board. So what I would probably recommend here is trying them in unique, right? Going from one to two, seeing what impact that has on your lineups. Small impact on ROI, small impact on projection, like 1 point projection, 10-ish percent ROI, and then just see like what that did, right? So LaMelo exposure goes up, Luka exposure goes down, Nurkic actually goes up in the captain, but he did go down in utility. So you got to figure out if like that's what you wanted, right? And for me, I didn't really want that, right? So what I would do is I'd probably go back to one, and then I would just like manage my risk a little bit, right? Like, okay, maybe I only want one with Nurkic. And then that actually gets me, now I'm leveraged on, you know, Luka, LeBron, and LaMelo, right? Like the three highest projected players on the slate. And small leverage, right? But I feel more comfortable there. So I would stick with that. And then utility, I can come back. And then Nurkic is like, hey, you know, maybe I want to be closer to like my pool percentage, or maybe I only want to be like 2x his ownership, right? So then I could lower max exposure to like 35%. And then let's see like how the builder's doing, right? It's like, how far down are we going to get these adjustments? So 36, right? So I know I only have, you know, five times as many lineups as I need. So I'm trying to be aware of like how far down I'm going. So 36, right? So that gives me an idea like, hey, how many more changes can you make? So that seems fine. What else we got? High leverage on Gabe Vincent. You know, again, like bench player, like kind of, you know, somebody who's like a little bit higher variance, I would assume. I'm probably going to lower him, right? And then be like, okay, well, what about like double his ownership again, right? Another guy who can be like a little bit scary. So like down to 70. And all this is, right, is managing risk, managing risk. See, I don't mind Jackson Hayes like having higher leverage. You know, he is like, if I'm understanding the depth chart correctly, like the starting center now for the Lakers, you know, I'd rather be leveraged on like somebody like him as opposed to, you know, Nurkic like playing behind Mark Williams now, or like Gabe Vincent playing off the bench, like, you know, having to fight for minutes with like Dorian Finney-Smith and Dalton Netsch, and I don't know if Cam Reddish is back or not, but I'm pretty sure Cam Reddish was part of the trade that got canceled, or even like Jared Vanderbilt. So, you know, just seems like a little bit more likely to get the minutes that, you know, he's supposed to get, right? So a little bit less variance in my mind, but this is all personalization, right? I'm making these lineups my own. I am assuming as much risk as I want to take here, and then, you know, going from there. So I really like this. I like it a lot more now, and I'd be a little bit more comfortable with the plays and players that I'm taking stands on, and I'd be ready to rock and roll and save these lineups. So that is how I'd be building lineups for today's NBA showdown. If you guys are looking, but we are all caught up with questions in the YouTube chat and Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next office hours. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.